The boy.
The boy.
Is he similar in appearance to
his
father?
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Yeah, okay. Now, if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy was his father.
Well, no, he's not good enough for his father.
That would be one way to say it.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about a boy who has the same kind of features as his father.
Oh, yeah, he's just like his daddy.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Now, if he looks like his daddy, you say he's just like his daddy.
Yeah.
Now, if he acts, if his behavior is like his daddy, what would you say?
Well, I'm just saying, according to how his daddy was, I can't imagine that like
that. Well, would you still say he looks like his daddy, or would you say he features him, favors him, resembles him,
well,
acts
yeah,
like him?
Well, I think you could say he's just like him, or they get about like him, something like that.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps a child birth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Said which?
A woman who helps at childbirth, not a nurse, but somebody else.
Well, you just call him one is, I can't call that like I want.
Well, it's usually a woman.
Why, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
And she helps somebody else have a baby.
Yes.
But it's not a nurse, it's somebody else.
I know.
She is a nurse, so.
Now, if she's not a nurse, though.
No, I'm saying, but you call a waitman or something like that.
Call a what?
You call a waitman.
I know.
A waitman?
Well, I couldn't call that right. It's not got my mind.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Well, we come from other countries?
No. If somebody who lives in a big city comes out to the country,
yes.
What might the country people call him behind his back?
Maybe call him a town. Yeah, a town dude.
Okay.
Yes, huh?
Now, if we turn it around and say that the country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
We call him a countryman.
A countryman?
Yes.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Do which?
Okay. What do you normally call people whose skin is like yours?
Well, colored people, that's what I call
them. Okay. And what do you normally call a person like me?
A white person.
Okay. And, let's see. What's a name that you would not like to be called as a colored person?
Well, I don't like to be called a nigger name, man. That's really not...
Okay. Now, let's see. If a white person was mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger. Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back?
Well, I don't know. Some of them have a sager. Some of them call him that way, you know.
We call him
a sager.
A sager?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've never heard that before. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. That's what those. I used to work with a crowd, you know, and they'd come in new hands and all of them, and he'd come from other place, but he'd be their color, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the way I get it.
Ah, well, that's interesting. Have you heard any other terms at school?
It's the other place, other thing you can call it.
I know.
What?
Sort of
white, sort of cracker. Oh, really? I hadn't heard that one either. Have you ever heard cracker or redneck? You ever heard colored people say that about a white person?
Well, yes. I'm red.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully, what?
Mad, I guess.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he, what, at school?
Could be sick.
Okay. Now, would you say he got sick or he took sick or he...
Well, you could say he took sick.